From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The bank Wachovia is desperate for a merger. It has a lot of those so-called toxic mortgage assets. Its share price is dropping fast. Today, though, it has two big banks fighting over it, Citigroup and Wells Fargo. Neither of those deals, though, may go through. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. Janet, tell us about this new deal Wachovia wants with Wells Fargo. I thought on Monday it was all sealed with Citigroup.
Yeah, it seemed that way. But under this new merger, Madeline, Wells Fargo would buy Wachovia for more than for $15.1 to about $16 billion, depending on how you value the deal. It would buy all of Wachovia instead of just certain parts of the bank. And unlike the first deal, the government wouldn't be involved in this transaction at all.
And so tell us a bit more about how the deal would be different than the Citigroup deal.
Okay, so under the first deal with Citigroup, the Monday deal, Wachovia shareholders weren't getting such a great deal. They would have ended up with about $1 a share for their Wachovia stock. Under the new deal, based on Wells' closing price yesterday, Wachovia shareholders would get $7 a share. Also under that first deal, Citigroup would assume up to $52 billion of that toxic Wachovia debt, but the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, would have picked up the rest of Wachovia's debt. This new deal with Wells, in contrast, we'll pick up all of Wachovia's debt.
So it sounds like it might be a better deal for taxpayers. How did this new deal happen?
Well, we're still trying to figure out how the new deal happened. I do know that Wachovia shareholders were outraged by the first deal. Mark Beck had about $60,000 worth of shares in Wachovia, and he said he just couldn't sit on his hands while the Citi deal went down. So he started a website called Wachovia Vote No. As of this morning, it had 100,000 hits. And Beck thinks the Citi deal fell through because of pushback from angry investors like him. And he says his website probably didn't hurt either.
The website was a gathering place for just a complete shareholder revolt. It became pretty apparent that there was going to be a huge number of people that were going to vote no on the deal. If the deal was voted down, it would have left Wachovia management and the FDIC in a huge lurch.
Janet, any idea which deal will go forward?
Well, we don't know yet which deal is going to go forward. It may come down to a legal question. I spoke with James Cox, a professor of corporate law at Duke University, and he says Citi will likely argue in court that it's got a binding contract with Wachovia, and Wachovia is going to say it owes shareholders the best deal it can get. So Cox says it's going to come down to this.
Whether there was or was not a so-called fiduciary out, an exit provision that would allow the Wachovia directors to suddenly jump in bed with Wells Fargo because that was a better deal.
And the second deal, as you said, Madeline, it looks like shareholders will get a better deal out of that. But the head of the FDIC said the agency is going to stand behind the Citigroup deal, the first deal. So we really don't know what's going to happen yet.
Thank you, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.